This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another episode of DJV Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. People all over Florida, all over the South, all over the country are choosing to have time with Dr. Ken because he does such a great job, not just with COVID, but with other things that are going on because he's a cardiologist, and he presents himself as a preventative cardiologist, which is even better. During the course of our conversation today, we're going to talk about the number one, two, and three killer. I'm sure that'll be a highlight, Ken, of the conversation. But let's get to it in terms of COVID-related items. The mask. We're continuing to have controversy about whether to wear a mask or not. But as we get into springtime and allergy season, it appears that the mask may be good for things other than just the virus, right?
Well, unexpected benefit of a mask. There are several unexpected benefits of the mask. One is probably, do you know anyone this year who had the flu?
No.
You probably don't, because the flu this year was so rare, maybe in the few thousands in the entire country. So the mask and the distancing and keeping our hands off our faces certainly kept the flu away, and it's so rare, most of us don't know anyone who even had the flu because there were so few cases. And another unexpected benefit seems this spring is that the mask is preventing a lot of the people who get seasonal allergies around springtime. People get hay fever in the fall, and down here in Florida, we see it in the spring also. And it seems like the masks are preventing some of the seasonal allergies that we see in the spring. So it's an unexpected added benefit. You asked me, do you really want to ask me how long we're going to be wearing these masks for? Because that's a hot bottom question.
Yeah, it is a bottom line question.
And I don't want to get into the politics of it because I think some of it is politics. One of the senators who is an eye doctor got into a really heated discussion with Dr. Fauci a few weeks ago, whether it's theater, whether it's not theater. And, so I don't want to get in the middle of that nonsense, but I just think that for a few more months, it would be safe. It's probably added caution.
Why not, maybe, is the way to answer the question. Why not? If you think you get a little bit more protection, why not?
That's a great bottom line.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I think we're so close. We're so close to getting a herd immunity between the people who have been naturally infected, between the people who get vaccinated. If we can just get a few more people vaccinated, we're going to be so close. I mean, talk to your doctor if you haven't gotten vaccinated. I know here down in Florida, amazingly, next week, and I know that people hear this show in different time frames, but next week, down to age 18, and with your parents' permission, down to age 16, anyone can go and get vaccinated. And I think that by May, there'll be enough supply for anyone in the country. And then, by June, July, why can't we be at herd immunity? Why can't we start thinking about getting back to our lives? And the only thing that's going to get in the way of that plan is if there's a variant that occurs that where the vaccines are not effective before we get to herd immunity. And this is why, if you are eligible to get a vaccine, unless there's a good reason not to, a good medical reason, and there aren't that many. I mean, talk to your doctor if you have any concern, but you should really think about getting vaccinated. You're not only helping yourself, you're helping your friends, your family, the people you love, because the way viruses work, I've mentioned this and I'll mention it again, viruses can't live outside of a living organism. The COVID-19 vaccine needs a human source, and the way you get rid of this vaccine is by eliminating the human sources for the vaccine to live. So as more and more of us get vaccinated, not only does it prevent us from getting the illness, it prevents the virus from finding a source to live in and from it going from person to person, infecting person to person. So you're not only helping yourself, you're helping the people around you, the people you love, your friends, your family. So think about that when you, in your own mind, say, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get vaccinated. The safety of these vaccines look remarkably good. I'm talking about the three so far that have been approved for emergency use in America, the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson. The safety of these three vaccines look as good or better than any other vaccine. I myself, tomorrow it'll be 12 weeks since I had the second shot. I had the Pfizer vaccine when I had my vaccine. That was the only one that was approved. I felt so fortunate to be offered it that early. But had any one of these three been available to me at that time, I would have said absolutely yes, because I'm more concerned about the virus than I am about the vaccine. And these vaccines now have been in hundreds of millions of people, and you're not hearing people get Guillain-Barré disease. You're not hearing people die from the vaccine. What you're hearing is amazing safety. You're seeing in the countries like America and England that have been very aggressive and effective at getting the vaccine out, that maybe the incidence of illness has gone up, but the death rates, the hospitalizations are going down. And then you have countries like France that haven't been as effective with the vaccine, or in Africa, in Asia, where the hospitalizations and the deaths, suddenly there's another wave. So it's the vaccine that's making a huge difference.
All right, so we continue. I want to talk about the vaccine when it comes to children and when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. It's the Good Day and DJV Health Program on the air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. You can reach him for a telemedicine connection or go visit him down the office. I know he's been a little restrictive about that for obvious reasons, but certainly a lot of folks taking advantage of connecting with him on the telemedical Zoom connection. Find out. Call 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken's office. That's 352-735-1400. During the course of all of these conversations over the last 3 or 4 months, I've been doing that and that. A couple of shots up in my nostril of the clear solution, which is basically xylitol, an all-natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables, and it's proven to take care of the bacterial colonies. It breaks them up, it washes them away, the viral adhesion that comes from things like we've been experiencing the past year, all blocked by xylitol and by Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. Fabulous product, fabulous results. Take it with you through the day, a couple of shots every couple of hours, and you really are getting rid of bacteria like strep and staph and viruses like the flu and SARS and the whatever has been the outgrowth that we've experienced this past year or so. It's so much help. Help yourself and your family to health. Clear, available in a spray, safe for everybody. It's non-addictive, non-irritative. So you go to school with one of these things, you play outside with one of these things, just make sure everybody knows that this is a very, very solid way, a natural way of protecting yourself. Find all about it by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, and then if you want to, you can buy it online if you like, or you buy it on Amazon, eBay, over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. That's Clear.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with the question about Pfizer and the vaccine. I guess the question would be asked about all of them, Moderna and J&J. Are they safe? Will they be well tolerated in youngsters?
Well, the news out just this week is that the Pfizer released that their vaccine is amazingly safe, amazingly effective down to age 12. It's great news. In this study of several thousand children, no one who was vaccinated with the real vaccine got COVID-19. Several of the children who got the placebo did get COVID-19, and there have been zero safety issues. So it looks remarkably good. It looks just too good to be true. So I believe that this data will be reviewed, and I believe the FDA is going to approve it down to age 12, the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine currently is approved down to age 16 at this moment.
All right. So what impact does the Baltimore factory mess, the J&J vaccines, 15 million doses have been ruined? What's that going to do to plans? Obviously, it's going to be a while before they ship any of the stuff out. You got to wonder what the management is like there. That's another secondary issue. But what does that do to the progress of getting everybody?
Well, let's explain what actually happened there. There's a manufacturing plant in Baltimore where they're making two of the vaccines, not one of them. And human error occurred. They mixed ingredients that should go in one vaccine into the other vaccine. So they're making, and I want to say it's a tribute. What it actually shows is how carefully the safety monitoring of these things are. And they picked it up. It was reported to the FDA, and they got rid of everything. And now they're trying to figure out how this happened, how to avoid it. But it's a tribute to the safety monitoring.
Well, I think that it is. It's a good thing that they didn't get out and get used, because there would have been no impact to it. But it just seems kind of crazy, and you wonder about how much it would have helped. It just seems sloppy and annoying, frankly, when you get right down to the bottom line. We're going to talk about causes of death in America as we continue now on the DGV Health Program with Dr. Ken.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The numbers are out, Ken. The number one cause of death, number two cause of death, number three, et cetera, et cetera. How is this list different this year, and is it obvious what the numbers are?
Guess what is number three? And I don't think that's a hard guess for any of us.
Right. Yeah.
And that is COVID-19, the third leading cause of death in America in 2020. And it is what it is, but my prediction is in 2021, it'll no longer be number three. It'll be much, much lower. And in 2022, hopefully it's not even on the list.
What was number three last year?
Stroke.
If you go back here. Stroke. So it's not heart disease, but heart attacks and then stroke?
Heart attacks, cancer, and then stroke.
Mm-hmm. All right. I always thought that the heart attack and stroke numbers were the same, or they were put into the same category, but they're different. So that really, your job then as a cardiologist seems twice as important when you put it that way.
Well,
right?
and also as a preventive cardiologist, the same lifestyle changes and treatment adjustments we make to lower the risk of heart disease, all of these factors lower the risk of getting severe COVID-19. So it's been a challenging year for all of us who...
One of the challenges is the complications and the contradictions. You know, we talk about mask wearing, and the experts say it's really protection. You ought to do it. You say it. I say it. But a couple of weeks ago, the Center for Disease Control publishes a report that says mask wearing doesn't provide any real protection. So what it's like, hello, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, and the public gets confused by all of this stuff.
Absolutely gets confused. And part of it is that knowledge, this is a new disease, there's new knowledge, but I'm not sure I know whether that's definitely, you know, initially Dr. Fauci, bless his heart, famously told us in the earliest months of this that it's no big deal, this isn't going to be a big issue, the whole illness, and then initially told us, you know, you don't need a mask, and now, you know, what does he come out with? Two masks on at once. So So
yeah. Is it any wonder that people wonder about him? You know, he's been up and down.
Right.
And
I mean, people believe him.
Yes. They don't believe him. Yes. You know, he's a huckster for the drug companies. You know, he was responsible for the laboratory funding, even though Obama told him not to do it. He sent money that he had in his budget over to the Chinese fund that damn. I mean, come on. After a while, you just kind of say to yourself, is there anybody who's not corrupted or capable of not being corrupted anymore? It seems awfully hard to find those. Now, another question about this, and then I want to get off of COVID, please. I think it's time we go pursue some other things. A study in University of Canada, or one university in Canada, said, suggesting that children could emerge from the COVID thing with underdeveloped immune systems because of the lockdown and not going outside and not being exposed to the things that build up our immune system. What do you think of that theory?
I think that is just one part of the underdevelopment of our children from this whole COVID-19. Being locked up as a result, we're going to be studying in the next few years all of the things that these children didn't develop. And that's why it's so important that our kids get back into school as quickly as possible. And especially we now know that you talked about with the CDC. The CDC has announced 3 feet is fine.
Changing.
And hopefully we're getting our kids back into school as the teachers get immunized and the teachers feel comfortable. And there's just an amazing amount of problems because of that.
All right. Processed meats and what they do to you in the next half hour of DJV Health.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll has risen to at least 48, with dozens more injured after a train carrying 490 people derailed in Taiwan. The train was traveling in the eastern part of the country when it went off the rails in a tunnel. Rescue crews have been continuing to work to free passengers trapped in the cars. As the border crisis continues, Senator Joe Manchin thinks it's past time for lawmakers to work on immigration reform.
Sending that message that we're not going to be taking people into this country until we get our ability to make sure we're able to do it and do it right.
The West Virginia Democrat visiting the southern border on Thursday and arguing he sees a human crisis there. The March jobs report is out, with the economy adding 916,000 new jobs in the month of March, the unemployment rate edging down to 6%. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
New details being released regarding a shooting that took place in California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gate, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. Beijing winning the hosting rights back in 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health, second half hour of this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Let's talk about some things other than COVID. Can we do that, starting with a new, you do all the research. Ken is a great researcher in addition to being a great cardiologist and doctor in general, preventative care. All these things are in his wheelhouse, but he loves to read all of the journals to find out what may influence you, and then he interprets the information. So, what's the story on eating processed meats? And I guess what an example, is it bologna? Is it a hot dog? What do we consider processed meats?
All of the above, hot dogs, cold cuts, bacon, this is what we're talking about. Anything where there's been additives to the natural occurring meat in a big way. Mm-hmm. And this comes out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, that eating even small amounts of processed meats, in their study, they called it 150 grams, but to think of it a little more easily, we're talking about 5 ounces per week, which is not very much.
increases in a major way the risk of heart disease and death. But the key take-home from this article, Doug, is that not all meat is bad. The study included data from 21 countries and also found that eating up to 250 grams, this is just under 9 ounces per week, of unprocessed meat, even red meat, was neutral in terms of cardiovascular disease. So, you know, you can ask, why is processed meat so unhealthy? And they speculate in this article, it's what's added, the food preservatives, the
what
food
is
additives,
what
and
do
the
they
color.
Put into it? What are, is it flavoring? Is it
all
the,
of the
when
above.
We use the term preservative, that would assume that whatever they put into it makes it last, its shelf life is longer, it lasts longer, or when you open up whatever the package is and you put it in the refrigerator, it won't mold in 2 days.
Well, we
right?
need to get someone here from a Frankfurter factory and let them tell us, you know, how they make bacon and hot dogs. But it's the process of manufacture from the natural food to the finished product that seems to be what's happening, and there are a lot of things that are added, and maybe we can invite somebody from the factory here.
Yeah, not a bad idea. All right, let's talk about gum disease, which apparently is linked to high blood pressure. One of the things that we don't, and I say this not critically, but we don't talk enough about here and in other circumstances, how important your teeth, your gums, what goes on in your mouth. People think it's sort of like separate from the rest of the body, which couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Oh my gosh, that is so true. And, you know, it's the entry to the body, and it's exposed to a lot depending on how good your diet is, and it can be a source of a huge amount of accumulated inflammation, and this inflammation that can just get its way stored in the gums can then circulate throughout the body, get its way into the circulation, causing heart issues, stroke issues, circulatory issues from head to toe. But reported this week in the medical journal, high blood pressure is maybe an answer to a question I get so often. I will have somebody come in at ideal body weight, exercises, consumes no salt, and doesn't have a history of high blood pressure in their family, is not 120 years old, and is just wondering, why do I have high blood pressure? And reported this week in hypertension is the fact that severe gum disease is now linked to the risk of high blood pressure. And gum disease is a big problem in a lot of people. And this is why having a good dentist, good periodontist is important for most of us. And if this is an area you have high blood pressure and you haven't had your gums checked, get them checked. And just in general, they should be checked to preserve good health. It's so important that the whole oral cavity, including the gums, be checked so that the inflammation is not rising in the body. Inflammation can be a cause of heart disease, strokes, cancer, head-to-toe problems, and the mouth can be a big source of it.
Yeah. All right. Let's. We were talking about the three leading causes of death: heart disease, cancer. This year, it's COVID. There are a couple of studies around that link people's fear, their worries about paying medical bills that create cancer. I've maintained a long time, for most of my life, as a matter of fact, I've seen the people around me that get cancer. They all seem to be worriers. They seem to be stressed out. And so I think this suggests that the results of this was like a spirit mind body connection. If you're worried about stuff and it's always on your mind, begins to eat away at you, and that builds up stuff, whatever the chemicals are that build up in your body because of that, can produce cancers, it seems, yeah?
Well, yes on all of it. Let's talk about the mind-body connection here, because the stress of mental stress, whatever the cause is, is so bad for the circulatory system. We know from good science that mental stress is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes on the circulatory system. So it's going to result in heart attacks and strokes. And it also just does bad things to the immune system. And the immune system is so important in trying to keep the body protected from cancer and other illnesses. So it works on stress, creates bad hormones that cause disease, and it inhibits the immune system, which causes more disease. Get rid of mental stress to be healthy.
Yeah, and exercising. You found that you loved, you didn't, we weren't much of an exerciser before, 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's something that becomes a very important link to your own, I think, in your mind as well as your body.
6 years ago I started, and I really have become addicted. It's my favorite drug, exercise.
Really? Not mine, but I don't have a favorite drug, but I don't. I find exercise to be boring. I find myself being, because I'm so physically active and busy.
Well, that's
moving.
Maybe that's your exercise. But
I like to once in a while go into the gym because I think muscle is very important to your longevity. And it muscles on your, you know, your legs, your arms, your shoulders, whatever it is that holds you together. You better have some muscles doing it, men and women, as they, you know, I see older, more and more older women going into the gym, women in their 40s and 50s and 60s who want to bulk up because they're realizing that's what holds them together. That's probably pretty good advice, pretty good example of good advice. It's the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. America's working on losing weight. The quarantine 15, 16, 17, 22. A lot of people have gained a lot of weight, man. Hundreds of thousands of tons have been created, and it's all because, in part, the quarantine. You know, over the wintertime, we gain weight as well. So if you've got yourself on a program and you feel good about it, maybe you've become you're going to a personal trainer. That's not a bad thing. But whatever it is that you're doing and you're pleased, you're proud of the results, then don't lose it. That's the important thing. Getting the weight off is not as much of a challenge as keeping it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that is all natural, completely stimulant-free, completely drug-free. It is just the smoothest way to keep that deadly belly fat. Ken will tell you, get 3 or 4 inches of belly fat, you're going to hurt yourself. So shed the weight and keep it off. Understand what the product is all about and why I get so high on it and why literally millions of people have been on this program in the past 24, 25 years. And they, what is it, 86% success rate? Yep, that's it. So if you want to get healthy and stay healthy, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Order Calitrin there. If you buy one, you get one free. Another BOGO deal. As many as you want. Buy as many as you want. To get an equal number without paying for it, plus no shipping charges when you're using that DJV code at checkout. That's right. DJV is the important code. Use it at checkout after you've ordered the Calitrin at toploss.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Ken here. Don't forget about our podcast every week. A lot of great reflection from Ken in the information that is presented there, and you can get it every week. You can listen to this whole program if you want, downloading it or listening live as it's produced. Ken said it correctly that it's heard all around the country in different time frames from late in the week through the weekend. But then there is the chance that you have to go to djvhealthshow.com and listen to the high points of our conversations. We've had discussions in the last week or two about the safest vaccines, the studies there. We've had discussions about the FDA taking steps to make in-home COVID testing a reality. All of that stuff. Is plasma injection a good idea? Diabetes screening guidelines, that sort of thing. That's what Ken takes seriously, and you get the information as to how it applies to you every week on the DJV podcast, DJV Health podcast, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so the next item of interest here, I think there are a couple of items that I would like to talk about with regard to dementia. There's a study about suicide attempts, dementia diagnosis, the connection there, and what creates dementia is loneliness, apparently. So how do we tie all this stuff together, Ken?
Well, we get our lives back. There's a epidemic of mental illness in this country right now because of COVID-19 and the way we've responded to it. And I think as we all get vaccinated, we get to herd immunity and we get our lives back. And we start being able to socialize, be with our family, our friends, being able to hug everybody again. I think that will help immensely. Loneliness and isolation has led to a lot of mental illness, and the mental health professionals are working way too much in overtime and overdrive right now, and I hope they get a little bored in the next year or two.
Yeah. Well, how many people, can you recognize someone who's in the early stages of dementia and they come to your office for a checkup or for a visit? Can you tell by talking to somebody?
Well, you can talk to somebody and realize that, you know, their memory is not as good as it should be, their ability to think, their ability to communicate, and they also all very often begin to mask it, to try and make it so it's not apparent. And when you get used to interacting with that bit of behavior, you begin to recognize it very well. So, yeah, by discussing, and also I like people coming with family or friends, and often the family or friends will give you good insight.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's one of those things, you know, when you get right down to it. And I mean, the thing that people question, though, is as we get older, we all lose a little. You saw that report that came from Seriscan about me. the basic guidance here is I'm getting older, and so things don't work as well. That's not to be confused with coming down with dementia. I think that's the hard thing, isn't it, when you piece it together?
Well, it's like losing physical ability to physically exert. You know, what's reasonable and what's outside of normal aging.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dr. Ken here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the DJV Health Program. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. That's up next here. Stick around.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Ken is here with his weekly overview in the question department. I suppose we all have a lot of questions, but these are sort of specific questions about specific things. For example, the cost of obesity, because you are a preventative cardiologist and you're always talking about the measurements, you know, if you're this size, you're going to be obese and that sort of thing. So we all know that contributes to heart attacks and strokes, your specialty. What does it cost, literally, in terms of how much a year to our healthcare system?
What is the dollar cost?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's huge. You know, I've heard $6-7 billion a year with a B. But in terms of, there's many different costs, some that you don't even think about. Obviously, the cost to the healthcare system directly because of all the illnesses that obesity causes, from cancer to heart disease to strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, many, many more. But also the loss of work, the productivity loss in the economy that we often don't think about is huge losses because of that, because of the illnesses that people get. So getting your BMI definitely under 30, that's the obesity line, and definitely also please under 25, that's being overweight. We want our BMIs ideally under 25, but definitely under 30, and that's where we're in the safe zone. The one exception is the very, very muscular person. The BMI falls apart because muscle is heavier, and it can make your BMI higher than what it should be, but it's okay. So if you're very muscular, talk to your doctor about your weight and your BMI.
But in the meantime, I think you and I measured, me and you, and I was a little over 25 and you were under it. I think I was 26 and you were 24.
You were getting very close. I mean, and also in the middle of the day, this is dry weight. When you wake up in the morning, you haven't yet consumed anything, and not to get too clinical, but you've done the bathroom things, and you're in as little clothing as you can wear without getting arrested. And this is your ideal body weight, your dry weight.
Check it then. That's what Ken is telling.
Correct.
Check your weight then.
Because it varies up to 6 to 8 pounds with clothing, depending. You know, you're in heavy boots. You just consume a gallon of water, and it's going to be so much more.
I remember last time I was in your office, one of your assistants said, "Will you please step on the scale?" And I weighed, I don't know, 183 or something. And she said, "Oh, it was higher than it was last year." And I said to her, "I bet you if I took all my clothes off and I stood here naked, I'd weigh 176.
Well, we don't want you to get arrested, but
if you put somebody on a scale with their clothes on, it's an irrelevant number.
But we know that when I look at it, I know the context of it, and it can vary, as I just said, so much. And that's why I love when people get it under controlled conditions in the morning, your dry weight, and that's really the weight that you want to compare day to day.
Here's a question about anabolic steroids and whether they hurt your testicles. I think that goes in line with riding a bicycle, doesn't it? Or steroids that you're just talking about bodybuilders. A lot of bodybuilders use these steroids, right? Maybe we ought to explain, if we have time, the difference between the various kinds of steroids that are on the market.
Well, these are anabolic steroids, are primarily male sex hormones, synthetic, like testosterone. And anybody who's using any kind of steroid without the direct supervision of a physician is looking for severe trouble, including death. So I would just urge nobody to take steroids of any sort without talking to a physician and doing it with the help of a physician and making sure the physician has a good indication for it. And it's not to build up muscle mass, because this is what you're talking about. That is one way to destroy your health. And I urge people not to take any kind of steroids to bulk up, because you're not doing it for your health.
Well, you see a lot of these bodybuilders, both men and women, who have been on certain types of steroids, and they die an early death. You start on it in your 20s, many of these people are dead before they're 50.
And you're going to do harm to your testicles and also other parts of your body. You don't want to do this. And no physician is going to give you steroids to build up muscle. It's just not a healthy thing to do.
No. All right, word to the wise. Questions for Dr. Ken. We always have them. If you've got them, send them to me at Doug@DougStephan.com. I am Doug Stephan. He is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can find him at Lake Cardiology. Give him a buzz if you want to have a great connection and lots of info. 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.